Happy Monday, motherfuckers! Or Tuesday, I don't know when this is coming out, or just whatever fucking day you're listening to it. I guess that doesn't really matter. Welcome back to Was That TMI, where we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, everyone. My name's Sadie. If you don't know me, I'm a slut. Just kidding. Have I ever introduced myself that way? If you don't know me, I hit the wall on TikTok, and I started a podcast from it. Anyways, guys, welcome back to another episode of Was That TMI, episode 22. I think I'm finally getting better with the word? Okay, I'm distracted right now. Let me tell you why. So for those of you that listen to Was That TMI frequently or know of the podcast, if you don't, I'm going to tell you. I film in my car. I record the episodes in my car because I live with my family and I'm scared that they're listening to me. And that's also why they're not visual. It's always just audio. So I'm filming them in my car or recording it. And I always pick a spot because I normally go and get a coffee and then like set it up in my car and pick a spot to go like sit at or whatever. Well, the other day when I was editing, I came to this spot and it's like kind of open area and no one's here, and I'm like, okay, bet, like I can focus because my ADHD is so bad that if there's cars going by, fucking people, I get way too distracted. So I pull up here and I'm like eating my bagel I just bought. I'm like finishing my bagel and I'm like, all right, I'm about to start the episode. And all of a sudden, four motherfucking SVU, wait, I've been watching too much Law and Order, Special Victims Unit. Four motherfucking SUV SWAT cars pull up and they're all like coming right towards my car. And there's plenty of fucking parking here. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, are they gonna come over here and be like, what are you doing? This is private property, whatever. Well, they just pull up, then they're all getting out of their cars and they low-key like cornered me. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck is going on? I'm just like this tiny little girl in my car eating my fucking bagel with my microphone next to me. And then they all just get out of their cars and like come together and they're like, have cones in their hand and they're like setting shit up. So I don't know what the dick fuck they're doing, but they're definitely confused what the shit I'm doing. But yeah, I mean, God bless me with four fucking dilfs pulling up today, so thank you, God. Therefore, if you guys hear me drooling later in this episode, I think they're about to hit a workout or some shit. But this episode, guys, I wasn't really sure what to do it about, kind of like every episode, but I always rely back on you guys. I'm like, what do you guys want me to talk about? So I posted on the IG, also I'm gonna post the SWAT cars on there, but I posted on the Was That TMI Instagram and I asked y'all just for topics that you guys want to hear. And you guys, your number one things are story times or boys. You want like boy advice, ex-boyfriends, hookup culture. I don't even know. It's just always like boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, or do a story time. So today I actually watched this video this morning and it was about self-love, and I've been fucking boy crazy lately. And so we're going to talk all about boys, all about ex, all about ex-boyfriends. We're just going to go over everything with dudes and what not to do. I did an episode, it was episode 12, and that was like my step-by-step guide, my guide, like how I think you can always pull a dude or like get the guy you want. And I think some things have changed from that, and I'm not really gonna be explaining like how to get guys. I'm kind of just gonna go over y'all's like questions and shit and topics that you wanted me to go over while putting in some stories of me and boy stories. Yeah, that didn't make sense. Anyways, we're just gonna get into the episode. So starting off, I'm gonna tell you about my dream last night, which is gonna go into one of the topics that one of you guys talked about. But just listen. So my fucking dream last night, I don't know where I was staying at like some place like resort hotel. I don't even know. Do you ever have a dream that you're like hooking up with someone, but like you're not actually hooking up with them? Like nothing's actually happening. Like obviously you can't fucking feel anything because you're in a fucking dream, but like it's happening. That was happening in my dream last night. Like I don't even know if I actually did. Like I don't think I dreamt this part, but like in my dream, I had had sex with this dude that I had just met and fucking I got pregnant. Like I was like, oh my God. Like, okay, this is like rated R, this part. If you're like not above the age of 18, please skip through this part. But I was like pregnant. Like I was like, okay, he nutted inside me like I'm pregnant. And for some reason Bryce Hall was there, and Bryce Hall was like, it's fine, like don't worry about it, like you're tweaking, like it's okay, like you have like money, like you're gonna be able to raise the baby. Bryce Hall was being the nicest person ever and calming me the fuck down, telling me that like it's fine that I'm pregnant. And fucking Dixie was there. She was like in her room that you could see from the street, and it was like glass windows. Most random motherfucking shit ever. But I just remember being like, fuck, I felt so guilty and regretted hooking up with this guy so much because I didn't know him and we fucked and I was pregnant. And I was like, okay, TMI, but whatever, I put my whole life on the line out there, so I'm just gonna say it. I have had one night stand, and after, like, regretted it so badly, because in my mind, I'm like, if I got pregnant, I would fucking hate myself. Like, I would literally be like, why the, like, I immediately am just like, okay, oh my God, they are about to do canine biting testing with dogs. This is fucking incredible. Free entertainment. Okay, sorry, I'm distracted. No, but I've had one-night stand before, and, like, I don't think that one-night stands are bad. Like, obviously, like, fucking once you get to, like, certain ages, it's, like, so fucking normal. But for me personally, I just remember after, I was, like, it wasn't even that I felt like a slut. Like, I didn't. I was just kind of, like, fuck, like, that was stupid. Like, if I get fucking pregnant, it was just the stupidest fucking thing ever. And, like, I just regretted it and was like, why did I do that? Like, that was stupid. I shouldn't have done that. I regret that. Whatever. And so that's how I felt in my dream. Like, I was literally in my dream freaking the fuck out. And I was like, why did I fucking do that? There's some people that, like, you can hook up with and be comfortable with. And it's like, okay, if I got pregnant, like, at least I know that I'm, like, whatever. But, like, when you have a fucking one-night stand with someone you don't know them, it's like, imagine you get fucking pregnant and you have to call them on the phone and be like, your kid is inside my stomach right now. Like, that's so, like, ugh, I would fucking hate that. But that brings me to the topic that someone asked, and they said hookup culture, like, what's my opinion on it? And I talked about this in episode 12 when I was talking about my step-by-step guide on how to get guys or the guy you want. And I was saying, like, hookup culture, I don't think anything's wrong with it. Like, we're in fucking 2022. Do what you fucking want. I mean, if you're fucking horny, like, you're fucking horny, like, go have at it. Therefore, my opinion on hookup culture, like, I don't really think it's that bad. Is it for me? Like, me personally, do I like it? No, because I'm a fucking sketchbook and I think I'm gonna get literally pregnant every time I do the deed. Also, personally for me, if I am not, like, comfortable with someone, like, if I don't know that person and like their personality, I can't physically be attracted to them. Like, that sounds weird, but, like, if it's literally this, like, fucking, like, hottest, I'm trying to think, like, who's super fucking hot? I'm like, is there anyone? Who's someone that's just, like, in the world, everyone thinks he's hot? I can't even think of anyone right now. I don't know. I really can't. I don't know. Maybe I'll think of someone later. But, like, just think of, like, that perfect, like, for me, it'd be, like, 6'5" athlete can throw me the fuck over his shoulder, like, without even thinking about it. That's what, like, I'm attracted to, and that's, like, my to a T person. But I never wind up with people like that because I always am a personality person. Like, if I fuck with your personality, I fuck with you and I'm attracted to you. I don't care if you're, like, not even cute. Like, everyone's like, that's not a cute kid. If I fuck with your personality, I mean, you have to be, like, somewhat attractive. But, like, even me, like, if you guys saw me right now or any guy, they'd be like, she's fucking ugly as shit. But, like, if I pull myself together and then pull my personality out a little bit, maybe they'll think I'm, like, a tiny bit better. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's how I am with people. I'm just gonna say it. This one fucking kid that, like, I got with one night and then regretted it, like, so fucking hot. Anyone would think he's so fucking hot. But I regretted it because I was like, I didn't even fucking enjoy it because it's just like, I'm not that comfortable with him. Like, it was just fucking, like, happened. Okay, bye. Like, you know, it was just like, I didn't feel gross after. Like, I wasn't like, I mean, I did feel gross after. I don't fucking know. I was just like, that was, like, literally pointless for me. Like, that was just fucking stupid. Why did I do that? Like, I don't regret it though, because it kind of, for me, I was like, okay, now I know I don't like that shit. But, like, my opinion on it, if someone else does it, I don't fucking give a shit. Like, if a girl's like, he's so hot, we hooked up, I literally have not talked to him again, but, like, it was amazing, I'm like, pop the fuck off. Like, good for you. Like, go you. Me personally don't like it for myself, but if other people do it, I don't fucking care. I low-key am a hopeless romantic though, like, not gonna lie. Like, I actually low-key am. And that's something that I get asked about a lot, because guys will be like, okay, so my guy friends over the summer in Florida, I remember they said to me, like, and I know girls are like, oh my god, she's so fucking pick me when she says this shit. But, like, I'll go over there, like, literally actually on Saturday night, I went over and hung out with them and slept at their house, and it was like 9 fucking guys and me, like, when we fucking went to bed. And genuinely, like, all of them know, like, none of them are gonna get with me. And it's not like on some shit of like, it's not like they want to get with me and they're not. It's just like they just have said to me, like, we don't see you like that, and I like that. But they're like, so what the fuck do you do? Like, one of my really good friends is like, dude, like, do you just not fucking get horny? Like, what goes on? And the thing is, it's like, if I am into someone and like them, I'm not gonna date them, because I don't fucking date people because I'm scared of commitment. But I will make, like, a pact of, like, yeah, we're, like, low-key together and hook up and, like, don't hook up with other people, but we're not dating. Which every guy winds up just fucking me in the asshole for, because they're like, you're fucking crazy, like, we're basically dating but we're not. And I'm like, no, but, like, you can go out to a bar and, like, kiss someone, like, that's fine because we're not dating. But, like, if I find out that you're, like, going back to a girl's house, I'll be mad. It's immature as fucking stupid. But that's how my mind works. So people are like, okay, you don't want a boyfriend, but you don't hook up with random people, so you must just be, like, fucking celibate. And I'm like, no, not really. I just get guys into these weird phases, and then they wind up fucking hating me and dipping out on my life. So that's cool. Need to fix that trauma, maybe. I just got really heartbroken, like, 3 years ago, and just, I don't think I'll ever get past it. Anyways, for me, it's like, I get the fucking ick if I'm hooking up with someone and I'm not, like, into them. Like, guys just ick me out. And I don't want to sound like a fucking mean person saying that, but I just genuinely, like, an ick is something you cannot fucking control. And almost every girl, I think, has experienced that in their life. It's so bad. I struggled with this so badly in high school. Like, I would literally really, really, really like a dude, hang out with him and he would start to like me, and I'm immediately like, ew. Like, just something switches and I'm like, I don't like you anymore. It's so fucking weird. I'm kind of past that. And someone actually asked me about that. She said, I don't know how to explain it, but every time I get close to getting a boyfriend, I always get this ick. And that was literally how it was for me all of high school, and almost to this day, I still kind of get that way. But I think the last guy I was with, I didn't really ever get the ick, which was so weird, but I just never got it. But I think the biggest thing ever is starting off as friends. Like, when you start off as friends, hang out with his friends in groups and things like that, it's so much fucking better. This sounds so stupid, but like, one thing that would give me the ick so bad is if I had a guy who like I was more than friends with, and I would bring him to hang out with like a group of people that I'm friends with, and he doesn't know anyone. Like, I'm embarrassed. Not because anything's wrong with the guy, but I'm just like, I feel fucking awkward. Like, I just know my mom would be laughing at this because she's the same way as me. But like, trying to like introduce them to people and then like worrying if they don't feel like they're fitting in, or just like bringing someone to an event and you feel like you gotta be with them. I don't know. It's so fucking weird. I don't know what it is, but that's why I think, like, once again, okay, going back to my friends in Florida over the summer, fucking like all of those guys I'm friends with, but one of them over the summer, I like kind of started to have a little bit of a crush on, and he was like he's still my best friend. Like, I could not see him like that right now, but like, I started to over the summer a little bit, but it was because I was like, holy shit, we literally got to know each other so fucking well because we're best friends. Like, we are literally best friends, and we liked each other for like a week straight and then like got over it. I think being friends, hanging out in friend groups, it's like way harder to get the ick because you're already being in so many situations. Like, you're friends with the kid, so if he fucking falls and face plants and like it's embarrassing, it's not embarrassing to you because it's funny because it's your friend. But if you were already like into that dude, it's embarrassing. To the girl saying that she got the ick, icks are just like things that, you know, gross you out. I actually wrote some funny scenarios. Funny scenarios down from icks. The ones that I wrote down are like, take the guy that you like right now, or take a guy that you have liked before, and just imagine them in these situations. Okay, so this is like one of the biggest ones for me. Him getting denied at a fucking bar, or like him getting denied fucking a drink, or like him like just getting denied because he's like, just they are denying him. I don't know. This sounds so mean, and I feel like saying icks are mean, but like, I feel like guys could say them about girls too, and like it would make sense. I don't know, just there's some things that it's like I can't control it. My brain flips a fucking switch and I'm like, oh my god, like I can't like you anymore at all. Another big one for me is like watching someone put on sunglasses, which sounds so fucked, but unless they're like the country ones to go like on a boat or something, I can't do it. It immediately turns me off. Him wearing open-toed flip-flops and you're not at the fucking beach. Like, imagine it's winter time and he's like fucking slipping on his thong flip-flops. Absolutely not. Watching him take a selfie. See, this is just getting mean. Or like him like putting his Snapchat filter on his selfie. Okay, I'm done. This is fucking mean. Oh my god, imagine him aggressively stomping and clapping to people rocking. I got these off TikTok. I didn't make them up, except for the sunglasses one. Okay, but there's not a cure for this. There's not. And sadly, it's kind of why I agree with just be friends, view everything as friends before going fully in. Because it's just like, if you don't, you're most likely gonna get the ick. And it sucks so bad. It sucks. But a lot of y'all were asking about boy stuff. Like I said, I screenshotted a bunch of stuff from Instagram. Things to do to get back at a guy. Okay, I'm not gonna talk about that. How to get over a guy that treated you like shit. How do I know if a guy is losing feelings? How do I know if he even likes me? How to move on from my ex. More about cheating. What's unloyal, loyal. Your thoughts on long distance. So actually, let me talk about this, because I have some friends right now, and I don't know why the fuck people come to me for advice. I really fucking don't, because I'm like, I literally can't keep a guy for like 5 days, but whatever. But one of my friends was dating a guy for a while. They're going through a breakup, and it's so hard when you break up with someone or they break up with you and you're trying to get over it, because the one thing I'm going to tell you have to give it is time. And that's the last thing you want to fucking hear when you're in that situation. Like, I remember when fucking my little high school boo thing, quote unquote, cheated on me. Not really, but like kind of. And I was like fucking heartbroken. But looking back on it, I was just heartbroken because it was like, I had him like fully wrapped around my finger, and like he would fucking get on his like, okay, that's mean. He would just do anything for me. Like, he was the best. And when I found out that he was like fucking lying to me and shit, I was like, what the fuck? Okay, now I actually want him all to myself, and I want him to be in love with me again. And I was like, I'll fucking date you. Like, I will date you right now. Then he was like, no, like, I don't want to. And here's the thing. Mentally, our minds want what we can't have. That's how it fucking is. That's literally how it is. We can't fucking control it. There's one guy right now that I want so badly, and I know it's because it's the most difficult scenario out of all the guys I talk to. Like, any guy that I could like and could be with it's simple, it's right there. But with this one, it's like not simple and right there. Therefore, that's the one I want the most. And that's the one I'm like sitting there thinking about sometimes. And I'm like, why the fuck do I even care? It's because you want what you can't have. I mean, if you're listening to this, you're probably younger. And the thing I always tell people is that there is a fucking world of people out there. And I know that's hard. And you're going to sit there and think, no, I just have a feeling about this person. I feel comfortable with them. They're my home. I don't know what to do. In some cases, that might be true. In the grand scheme of things, you have more than one soulmate. And I truly believe that. Someone was talking to me about this the other night, actually, because we were talking about getting married. And he was like, do you truly think that you can like just have one person and love them for the rest of your life? Like, I don't think loyalty really exists anymore. And I was like, abso-fucking-lutely. Because I think the most beautiful thing about love is it's fucking hard as shit and you have to work through stuff. And yeah, there is other people out there that you could probably love just as much and fall in love with and get married and have kids and a family with and be happy with too. But you pick your pick and you stick with it. It's loyalty. Like, that's the most beautiful thing in the world. And they're like, okay, so what happens when one of the people dies? Like, what, you can go love someone else, but like, what about that one that you said you would love forever? And I'm like, they died. Like, what? Like, if they die, yeah, you go out and you find someone else that you can love as well. Like, I don't think that there's one person that you love more and always will, and you could never find anyone else that you would love as much. I don't think that's true. Some people might argue with me and say that I'm wrong, but I don't think that's true. And especially in the world we live in, with like how quickly you can just fucking see what someone's doing. Like, imagine back in, I think I was talking about this, imagine back in like our parents' day. How do I explain this? So let's say back in the day, you have a high school boyfriend, right? This is before phones and all that thing are that big. High school boyfriend, you thought he was your soulmate. You went to college. It was a rough long distance patch. I don't know what the fuck you're doing, like talking on the fucking cell phone. I don't fucking know. And then you meet up, you wind up breaking up and going your own ways, but you love him so much. Then you meet someone else at your new job after you graduate college and you live in fucking Illinois and he lives in, I don't fucking know. Then you're on a trip one time, boom, he's there. You bump into him. That high school young love that you once had. Oh my God. He's there with his wife. You're there with your fucking husband. You're like, holy shit, I'm fucking horny. I want your dick. No, I'm kidding. But like, you're like, damn, like that was the real fucking love I had. What the fuck do I do? Well, then you fucking walk away and their flight leaves tomorrow and they're gone. You're not going on motherfucking Facebook and looking up and seeing what Jim's doing and who his fucking wife is and why she fucking posts about her dog more than him. You can't fucking see that shit, okay? So therefore, your mind's gonna fucking leave Jim in high school love. Nowadays, you see Jim, you can know where he fucking lives. You can know where he fucking works. You can know his best friends. You can know where he golfed last week. You can know his fucking dog and his fucking dog's name and why the wife is so fucking obsessed with the dog and how you wouldn't be that obsessed with the dog and you would like him more and post about him more and you're better than his wife now. Like, you know every little fucking detail of their fucking life, which makes our minds go fucking crazy. Anyways, I wish I was born 50 fucking years ago, but I wasn't, so that's why I'm talking about this. You always want what you can't have. And that's just like, especially the fucking world we live in today, you can see so much and it just makes you want it, want it, want it, want it, want it. So this girl that I'm friends with went through a breakup and she wants him back now, whatever. And so it's like, you go fucking crazy because what you once had is now gone. And you're like, okay, you did want me at one point though, so I know that I can get you back. Like, I'm right here. Why do you not want me? And it's because the other person's gonna be like, no, like, you want me so bad. I liked it better when you kind of fucked off and I had to chase you too. Like, we all like the chase. And so my one fucking like recommendation to, if you're trying to get a guy back or like you're still in contact with that person, don't fucking hit him up. Let him be. Like, if you're hitting him up and they're kind of like, okay, fuck off, like, I don't know what I want right now, step the fuck back, go do your own thing, distract yourself, post up with some dudes. And I hate it because it's like you're playing a game, but I'm telling you, the more that you like pull and tug at them and want them so badly, they're gonna be like, no, thank you. That's just how our fucking minds work. Like, imagine you fucked with a guy heavy and you guys were never really dating, or maybe you were, and then he broke up with you and then you kind of went off and did your own thing and started to kind of enjoy it, and then he came crawling back and was begging for you. Like, you're gonna be like, okay, stop, like, chill the fuck out. Like, I kind of like my life right now. That's how our fucking minds work. It's just how it works. And yeah, it's sad, but like, that's just how shit goes. How to know if a guy is losing feelings, how to know if a guy likes you. I'm like, really, people always say to me, I think too much. Like, people are like, you fucking are thinking way too deep into this shit. But like, I don't know, I just feel like it's so simple to like catch a vibe. I don't know, the thing you have to realize is there is someone out there that's gonna treat you better. Probably always. And I don't want a guy to like completely suck my dick all the time, because I'm like, ew. I actually want a guy who's gonna like call me out for being a bitch and immature and like making like stupid fucking comments. Like, I think that's kind of attractive. But my thing is like, if a guy's not doing like the bare fucking minimum, ew, like, fuck off. Like, don't even go there. Like, I don't know, it's just simple shit. Like, you can just tell sometimes when a guy's like doesn't really care about you, and that, like I said, makes you want them more. But just know, like, absolutely not. There will be someone out there who's going to treat you way better. And it's like, I'm 19, I'm young, I don't know how old everyone listening to this is, but I don't think I could actually date someone unless they were like 26 years old. Like, I really couldn't. And I'm way too fucking immature for them, because like my mind process is like, I want to go out and like party and shit and be with other guys, and like I'm definitely a flirt and I fucking fiend for attention from males. Also, I couldn't date someone my age because it's just like, it's immature shit going on right now. Like, we're in immature parts of our lives. But how to know if they like you? I think the better question is how to know if they don't like you. And it's like, to me, if a guy's just like, kind of, I just see it as like how much attention they give you. If they don't give you a lot of attention, they probably don't. I don't know. It would have to be a scenario. I don't really know how to answer that one. Move on from an ex, like I said, completely distracting yourself. Distract, distract, distract. People in college, I'll be like, go out, go out, go to the fucking function, go to the party. If you're not in college, go to the fucking party this weekend with your high school friends. Go hang out with the girls. Like, go do shit. One time I went through like a little ending of me and a dude, and I was going on vacation with my mom that weekend, and I was just with her, and I love my mom, but it was awful because all I could think about was him. Like, literally, I couldn't just stop thinking about him because it was just like me and her hanging out. You gotta kind of like hang out with people your age, I would say. Like, go hang out with people your age. Yeah, surround yourself with people is the biggest thing, I would say. People, other dudes. It's kind of like, I hate saying this, but finding something to replace them for a minute, and you don't even have to like replace them with that person, and then that person becomes like a new person to you. Kind of just like a distraction and like someone else's attention. It's like, real, that's how I get over shit. That's probably not the best advice to give though. More about cheating. What is loyal, unloyal, and your thoughts on long distance? Long distance in college, I could never fucking do, but I'm also not in college, so I don't know. One thing for me, I could never date someone in college. Absolutely not, ever. I kind of have to do long distance with anyone I'm gonna be with because I don't know anyone that lives around me. Like, I literally, where I live now, I don't fucking know anyone around here. So it's like, anyone that I would be with would be long distance. And my thoughts on that are, it's hard because, so with what I do, I mean, I can do what I do wherever. I talked about that on the last episode, but I travel a lot. I'm with new people all the time. That's not fair to any fucking guy. I wouldn't want a boyfriend because they're just gonna be sitting there like, what the fuck, all the time. And that's why I think kind of long distance in college is so fucking stupid. If you do that, I'm sorry, I love you. But if they go to a different college, you go to a different college, and you guys are going out, or you guys aren't going out, I mean, I don't know. If you guys have like a set up plan for what you're gonna do after you graduate, and you guys aren't really experiencing the college thing, you're just at separate schools because you want that education and whatever, that's kind of different. I think if you both are little party animals and go out and shit, but you go to different schools and you're doing long distance, it's like, why even try? You will be able to find someone else very easily, in my opinion. And if you can't, you will once you're out of college, or like maybe when you're out of college, then you guys go back to each other. I just think it's kind of like, enjoy the fun while you have it. But some people, on the other hand, don't like to party and shit, so I get that as well. I'm actually kind of a fan of long distance, I can't lie. Like, I kind of like it. Like, when I go and do my thing, and then whoever I'm with is like doing their own thing too, I don't know, I just like it, because then it's like, you guys can call and then you guys see each other and it's great. I did that last year and I actually really liked it, but then when I was traveling and stuff, it was like hard because I would never cheat, but I'm just I'm a huge flirt. I shouldn't have a boyfriend, but I think long distance, it can't work. More about cheating. What's loyal and unloyal? See, like, I always bring these conversations up to when you're like 40 years old. Like, if a girl's like, oh, I saw that you liked her picture on Instagram, like, that's basically cheating. I'm not one who gives a fuck about that. Now, if like I had a boyfriend and I'm seeing that he's following 10 new hot bitches a day, I'd probably be like, all right, babe, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why are you so fucking horny? And like, why do you have a girlfriend if you want to go like do that? But I don't think if someone's like liking someone else's Instagram picture, like, I don't find that really as like cheating. And then I think about it, it's like, if my mom caught my dad fucking liking a girl's bikini pic online, she's not gonna be like, cheat, divorce right now, let's call up the lawyer. You know what I mean? Same with just like, if my mom's out and like a guy's fucking talking to her, or vice versa for my dad, and like, you know, it's like, we're fucking human beings. Like, there's chemistry in every conversation almost. And it's like, even if it is a little flirt, I don't think that's cheating. Like, it's not going anywhere. Yeah, talking to other girls on the phone, hiding it, I think it's like, if you're hiding it, why are you hiding it? You know what I mean? But then that's the thing for me too, is I have so many fucking dude friends that like, they'll call me and I'll be like, oh, hey baby, what's up? And it's like, I think about, if I had a boyfriend, the guy would be like, what the fuck is this shit? Or like, if I see him, I like run up and hug him, and like, I'm like, oh my god, I fucking miss you so much, I love you. Like, I would sleep in their bed with them but not hook up with them. Any guy is gonna be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you have a fucking boyfriend. So that's why for me, like, I'm just wild with it, and I just shouldn't get involved in any of that shit right now. But yeah, I'm not the person to ask about that stuff. I would love to get one of my exes on the podcast. podcast. Wait, I so should. That'd be so funny. And ask them how they feel about me and the shit I do. I'd probably get grilled. Maybe I shouldn't do that. I'm gonna look at some more of y'all's topics you want me to talk about. This girl's, I love this so much. She said, how to know if you like him or if you're just fucking bored, healing from your recent breakup, LOL. This is a huge thing for me. When I am home, not with other people, I will 1000% have a crush. 1 million fucking percent. Like right now, definitely have a crush on this one little boy. Therefore, I think it's like, I think, yes, I do like fuck with him, but I think it's also the fact that I'm sitting at home doing nothing. Like I'm recording my podcast, editing a YouTube video, doing merch shit. The only other thing I'm thinking about is the fucking guy I want in my bed next to me. You know what I mean? If I were to be in a house with a bunch of other fuckers, like that I'm friends with, I'm not gonna be really thinking about that kid at all, you know? Which is fucked up. I'm just not good with this shit. But that's the one thing, is that it's like being bored can very easily lead to thinking that you are full on in love with someone and this is your soulmate and you're heartbroken. It 1 million fucking percent can. I remember the army boy I went and visited in Cali, and that whole episode, that whole thing, I was so fucking torn apart. Like I remember when I went home, I was so torn apart. Or even when my little high school boy fucking lied to me and was fucking another girl, hooking up with another girl. I remember I was home for like 2 weeks and I was so upset, like so fucking sad, crying every night, drinking by myself. I wrote this fucker like 20 letters. Thank God I burned them. Jesus. But it's because I look back now and I'm like, what the fuck is what's wrong with me? Like I was fucking insane because I was bored and I was sitting at home. Because guess what? I went up to... Sorry, I'm watching Cooper drive a golf cart now with two dogs chasing him. I'm at home now, by the way. Oh, was I even saying? I was at home. Funny enough, I went up to my hometown, like, because we had moved to Florida, whatever. I was just in a spot where I didn't have anything going on around me. Well, then I went to a different destination and was surrounded by a bunch of people and friends, and I met a new boy completely over the ex within like a day. Like, I literally was like, oh, I just need to get the fuck out of my house. So that's why I say, for me, distraction always fucking works. How to deal with other guys liking you and your boyfriend not having it. This is something where it's like, for me, I think if I were to have a boyfriend, I would need someone who's very secure with themselves and very like just confident in knowing that, like, I'm sorry, if you have a vagina, guys are gonna try and fuck with you. Like, guys are just fucking like that. I'm sorry, I'm watching Cooper literally almost run over my dog. But for real, like, if you are a female and you go out to a fucking club, guys will flirt with you. And I think that it's like, that's why you just need a guy who's like, a guy is fucking flirting with you, like they should be like, yeah, that's my fucking girl, like flirt with her. Cool, she's with me. Like, if I was a guy, I feel like I'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah. And that's the thing too, when I would have exes, they would always say to me like, you don't fucking care if girls are like all over me or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, because you're fucking mine. Like, okay, what, they can try and be all over you? Like, it's kind of funny to me. Like, okay, like, yeah, that's my boyfriend, like he's hot, cool. That's how I see it. It's just like, okay, yeah, like go for it. He's not gonna fucking do anything because like he's with me, but like, sure, I'll watch you try. You know what I mean? So that's why I think like if a guy's getting mad at you and being like, all these guys are fucking all over you, I don't like seeing it, it's like, okay, well, grow a fucking pair of balls and like be happy that you're with a hot bitch. That's how I would think. I'm also kind of toxic, so I don't, like I said, I don't know why I get on here and like give advice like I should, because look at me. Ooh, how to start talking to a boy you like but they don't have social media. I kind of like that. Like if a guy is not on his phone a lot, it's so hot. Because genuinely, weirdly enough, I'm not on my phone that much, and like my parents would probably be like, bullshit, but like as much as someone would think I'm on my phone for what I do, I'm really not. Like I like being outside so much, going outside and just sitting outside or like driving around listening to music. I really am not on my phone that much, so I think that's kind of attractive. How to start talking to them, I would say, I don't know, get their number. FaceTime's such a way to go. I just gave someone advice on this because they were asking about girl shit and they were like, how do I start talking to her? And I was like, fucking ring her on FaceTime. It always works. Like girls will love that shit. I think guys do too. Like if you're somewhat into them and you just randomly fucking FaceTime them, I swear, even if you just FaceTime them, you ask them something fucking stupid. Like if you're just like, hey, wait, did you do this? And they're like, what? And they're like, did you text in this group chat? Or like, are you going to this party? And they're like, oh, I don't know. And then you're like, oh, okay, all right, thank you, bye. It's kind of like, wait, what? Why'd she just call me and ask me that? Like, you know what I mean? You gotta fuck with her head a little bit. Someone said, how did you feel after losing your V card? Okay, so this is actually, I don't know if I've ever talked about this. If you're not above the age of like fucking 18, this episode's over. Sorry. I lost my virginity when I was 17, but I lost it like after all of my friends did. And it was kind of hard for me because I had already kind of like blown up on YouTube. And so I was like, fuck, I don't trust anyone now. Like I just didn't trust anyone. And I had no issue telling people like I'm a fucking virgin. Like I really didn't fucking care. But then I didn't trust anyone. So like I didn't want, like I didn't, and I never really cared that I was a virgin. Like I really didn't. But it was just like someone I was close with. And yeah, I almost lost it at 14 to someone that, thank God we didn't, because it would have been fucking weird as shit to this day. Yeah, there's not really a good story time to it. Like, it was kind of just like, we were at his house and yeah, it happened. And then I was just like, okay, I didn't really care at all. But yeah, that was it. Worst hookup of all time.
Oh
my God. I had a really, 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 really bad experience like 2 months ago, and I didn't know that it was gonna happen because I'm stupid and I've been lucky enough to have guys that don't care to just like hook up with me and then let me walk out the door, which like is shocking. But there was one guy that caught the complete wrong message from me because I'm so a type of person to be like, yeah, I'll come over at 3 a.m. but like we're gonna talk and you're not gonna get my pants, sorry. And I just had a guy that like didn't know that vibe, and literally like 45 seconds, actually no, like 3 minutes into like hooking up, which so fucking bad, but like I just had a hookup that was going and I like knew that I needed to stop it, and I kind of was just like, I'm gonna leave once it started happening, and they were just like, oh okay, and then I just left. But that's what I say to girls all the time, I'm like, if you don't want to fucking be there, like get up and dip, because just never feel like you fucking have to hook up with someone, because you don't. That was probably my worst of all time though, but I'm not gonna get into the details of that because I want to respect my mother, because she'd probably hate me. Yeah, okay, that's it for this episode though, guys. I think that was kind of all just like boy shit. Yeah, I do have a little crush right now. I actually was on the What's That Tea on my Instagram the other night, and I was saying how I fucking cleared my whole bench off, like I literally cleared my whole fucking bench of boys that I talked to, and I didn't really clear it, but there's just one who's like starting every basketball game, and not like legitimately, but like on my little playing field of men. There's one that's just like the point guard, starter, quarterback, you know, he's just the star fucking player of my fucking brain right now. And it's really fucking annoying, but I know it's because I've been home for like the past 2 weekends and I gotta get out into the world. And this weekend, I don't know where I'm going. Right now, it's between Nashville, the Ole Miss Bama game. That's gonna be fucking sick. I really wanna go to that. Possibly Jupiter, Florida, possibly the Dominican Republic. Where else was there? Possibly NOLA. I don't fucking know where I'm gonna be this weekend, but I know I'm gonna be somewhere. I know I need to find some cute little brats, brodies, boys. That's actually really awkward. There's a kid I like named Brody. Guys, my biggest advice to you is just to distract yourself. Fuck, if I ever get a boyfriend and his mother comes and listens to my podcast, I'm so fucked. Like, I'm so fucked. I need to start doing podcasts with, like, Cooper or something and make it look family friendly. So when they ask, I can be like, yeah, I do with my little brother. Okay. Anyways, guys, I love you so much. Thank you for listening. I hope you guys are all good. Stay well, be kind, and keep your mind healthy. Yeah, we love that so much. Anyways, be a slut. Love you all. Bye.